Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. We will talk to Chris Perkins for another week. Perk, what's going on, man?
Hey, fellas, you know what? I was just talking to Robbie about how much sports we have, man. I'm about to watch U.S. Open right now. We got UM and Louisville over the weekend, the Dolphins in Buffalo. The Heat is up 2-0. The Marlins are making a push, man. It's great, huh?
It's great.
I'm already watching the U.S. Open. Where you been?
What channel are you watching it on? It comes on the Golf Channel at 9:30. Where is it's online. You're streaming it.
He's got
Peacock.
Peacock app.
Okay, yeah. I'm sitting here working, man. I'm doing some Louisville stuff.
So am I. I'm responding to texts, following my tweets,
you are working,
talking to you, watching a little U.S. Open.
Did you
nice. Multitask? I like it.
Perk, did you get to watch any of the Heat yesterday? Did you get to in the midst of prepping for the Canes game?
Oh yeah. No, I mean, look, the Heat, man. They just looked like the better team. I actually picked the Heat in seven. I thought this was going to be a long series. I'm going to stick to that. But, man, Boston, I see why. It was Marcus Smart that went off in the locker room, right? I see why he went off. Those dudes are showing nothing, man. So far, it's early, but so far they've shown me nothing.
Perk, it looks like Boston is the young team with no experience, doesn't it?
Right, exactly.
Because
those dudes are making plays, man. I mean – Marcus Smart has kind of disappeared as far as Kemba Walker, rather, as far as making big plays. And just, you know, for all that young talent they have, they're maybe just a step above Philadelphia as far as wasting the young talent. And Tobin, I don't want to get you started on Brad Stevens, but what has he done? I mean, what adjustments has he made? This team, they're trending toward huge disappointment for this whole era of Tatum and Brad Stevens and Jaylen Brown, because they just haven't done anything yet. They've got big expectations.
You know, Riley's got to love that too. With looking across at Danny Ainge in the arena, he's gonna be like, "Yeah,
Perk." You know me. I always like to put it on the players, but this is one of the first times where I have left a game from watching a game and said, "Eric's supposed to outcoach Brad Stevens."
Yeah, I just don't see, you know, I don't know what else Brad Stevens can do strategically, you know, what kind of matchups or you know, how, if they can defend the pick and roll different or whatever. But you've got so much talent. You were the more talented team. And, you know, this is an era for this group of players. They've got to define themselves. They've got to at least get to the finals. You know, I know you ran into LeBron, but 2 years ago, right? They lost to seven to LeBron, I believe. But whatever it is, you know, this is a team that you've got high expectations. You've got a lot of talent. You've got to find a way. You know, if you go down to the Heat this year to a quote-unquote underdog Heat team, it is not going to bode well for this era of Celtic basketball.
Well, speaking of eras, the Canes, they started off 1-0, beat UAB yesterday. It covered. Robbie was happy about the cover. biggest takeaway from last week's game, Perk.
You know what? I this is kind of boring, but I thought the mentality of the Canes was good, because you know, they were down 7-0 after losing that fumble punt. They were only up 14-7 at halftime. And, yeah, they were the more experienced and more talented team, but we had just seen them lose to FIU, Duke, and La Tech, right, where you could argue, again, they were the more experienced, more talented team. They kept it together. And so we'll see what happens this week against Louisville. Can they handle adversity? Can they handle prosperity? It's on the road. It's against another, you know, ranked opponent, whatever you want to say. That's going to end when the Big Ten comes back. But against a equal or you know, more talented opponent, and let's see what they can do. And I'll tell you this, you know, we know that UM has been in a slump since they beat Notre Dame, right, in 2017. They are, since that game, UM is 15-16 overall and 9-10 in the ACC. So you win now, you get to 500 since that Notre Dame game, which kind of shows you how disastrous they've been since then. But they, right, they've got to turn the trend since that Notre Dame game, and you get to 500 now, and we know who they have coming up in these next three. You can start heading forward finally.
Were you impressed with De'Aaron King's debut? What did you make of his first game in the?
Tobin, I actually was until Rhett Lashley and Manny Diaz started talking about how many open throws he missed, and Rhett Lashley said both of the sacks were De'Aaron King's fault, and I was looking at De'Aaron King and I was like, all right, I thought he made some good decisions. You know, I thought he ran, to escape pressure, not running to run, but. Both De'Aaron and Rhett Lashley said he could have stayed in the pocket a little bit more. So, look, I liked what I saw of him, but, you know, maybe that's just them and their expectations, you know, the inward view being a little more critical. But, I De'Aaron, look, he's not a guy who's going to complete 68% of his passes, right? He's a good quarterback. I don't know if his passing skills are NFL level. But he's a leader as well as a quarterback. And I thought, you know, you talk about the mentality of the Canes and staying calm. I thought De'Aaron King probably had a lot to do with that. And so I thought that he was good, but Rhett Lashley and De'Aaron King were not as impressed with King's performance as I was.
I think it was just nice to have somebody that you felt was, like, competent leading the team, at least. You know, but I get it. Like, they're going to – you know, they hold it to a high standard. It's first game, and they're taking on UAB. What about Cameron Harris's? Were there reviews of him, because he looked like a beast out there. They couldn't touch him.
No, and you know what I kind of liked about Cameron was, you know, they talked about the young running backs during the fall, Jalen Knighton and Donald Chaney Jr. trying to house everything because they had a good showing in the first scrimmage. And so in the second scrimmage, they tried to house everything. You didn't see that from Cameron Harris, and you wouldn't expect it because he's a junior. He's more experienced. But I thought he did a good job of both showing patience and taking what's there. And that's kind of what this running game is going to need. You know, it would have been easy for him after he had that 66-yard touchdown run to think, oh, this is UAB, I'm going to house everything. But we didn't see that from him. He remained patient. He took what was there. And I think that bodes real well when you're going up against a Louisville team that is able to score and put a lot of pressure on you. It's good to have a running back who can kind of keep that mentality, right, of I'm not going to try to house this. I'm going to get my 3 or 4 yards and put us in a good second down or third down situation. So I like both Cameron's skills and his mentality.
The thing about so going into this week with what you've done, like, you know, looking into what this matchup is, you know, you talk about, you know, the facing the adversity that Louisville could bring to the Canes. Is there anything in particular that's really stood out with you about where the Canes made trouble or shine going into this week against Louisville? Just something that's popped out with these two teams matching up.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. What I really like for UM is the pass rush matchup. When you look at Quincy Roche and Jalen Phillips at defensive ends, you guys know Roche, the senior transfer from Temple. He got AAC Defensive Player of the Year last year, 13 sacks. He's projected as a second or third round NFL prospect. And then Jalen Phillips on the other side, the transfer from UCLA, he was the nation's number one recruit in 2017. Both of them in their first year with UM, they did some pretty good things against UAB. The sack totals weren't there, But, you know, as UM told you and as you saw, UAB was throwing the ball quickly. Now, the thing that I don't like is the same matchup, and it's Louisville's passing game against UM's pass defense. Although I think Roche and Phillips can create problems, look, we know Tutu Atwell, right? Louisville's slot receiver. He's from Miami Northwestern, 1,300 receiving yards last year, first team all ACC. He's going to cause problems. The two guys on the outside, Dez Fitzpatrick and Braden Smith, those receivers, they had receptions of 70 and 63 yards. The quarterback, Mikael Cunningham, he's an experienced quarterback. So, you know, Blake Baker, the UM's defensive coordinator, he said their cornerbacks were average last week. And so now you put in the Louisville passing game. So that's what I'm looking at, Tobin. If Louisville can be effective in the passing game and make big plays, UM is in trouble. But Roche and Phillips can go a long way toward negating that. So those are the matchups I'm looking for in this game.
Berg, we appreciate the time, man. Enjoy the weekend.
Berg. All right, fellas. I'll talk to you.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.